A cattle disease called anaplasmosis appears to be on the rise. Producers need to be aware of the signs and how they can prevent it on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
A disease called anaplasmosis is causing millions of dollars of economic losses to the cattle industry. The anaplasma parasite infects the red blood cells and causes severe anemia. For almost all animals, it's fatal. It's commonly spread by ticks and horseflies and is the most prevalent tick disease of cattle worldwide. Teresa Steckler is an extension educator of commercial agriculture at the University of Illinois and studying the disease on the behalf of the Illinois Beef Association. She says based on what cattlemen are telling her and looking at the cattle in the chute, she doesn't think ticks are the main vector at this point in time.
We've had what appears to be an uptick in the number of big black horseflies and the small green-eyed horseflies. And they will go from animal to animal to animal. So that is what I suspect is causing an increase in prevalence, at least in the last several years.
Affected cattle will be lethargic, laying down, have hard feces, hanging back from the feed bunk, and some may even be aggressive. Steckler says anaplasmosis can be treated with an antibiotic when caught early, but prevention is the key.
Currently, the best mode of prevention is to, one, spray your animals to keep the biting flies off. Secondly, there is CTC or chlorotetracycline that's put in the mineral. Cattle need to eat the CTC on a daily basis and get the recommended dose.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about anaplasmosis in cattle at agriculture.com.